Station, another question.
How does Atami Atta relate to, say, Ajahn Chah's simile about oil and water, the mind and the mind objects being separate? Because it doesn't, I can think of several relations, but I'd be interested to hear your comments on that one.
Again, I think it's a very, very skillful and helpful way of talking about letting go. But I would say, atamayata is also representing a quality of that the a more profound insight that Ajahn Chah expresses, where he says, "Inside is Dhamma, outside is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma." So the oil is Dhamma, the water is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma. That which is knowing the oil and water is also Dhamma. So it's like on, in terms of the initial disentangling or letting go of the habits of identification. But I feel that kind of insight, where Lumpur says, "Inside is Dhamma, outside is Dhamma, everything is Dhamma, and that which is knowing this is Dhamma." Also, it's a kind of an extra layer or level beyond the oil and water symbol. You can all symbols and similes are partially relevant. All analogies are partial, and it's good to bear that in mind. But that's how I would read it. I don't know if you'd have any.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's you get these wonderful similes, but then you realize that you can always add some other either interpretation or insight or doubt to it.
They said, "Well, if that works, then what about such and such?" So that the any kind of simile or metaphor that one uses, there's always a few caveats, or just kind of conditions around it.